UNHCR Stories of Refugees and Aid Workers. Muzan's Story, A Teenage Refugee, Champions Girls' Education. A passionate advocate for the education of girls and young women in Jordan's refugee camps, Muzan has been hailed as Syria's answer to Malala. When Muzan's family fled the war in Syria in early 2013, they briefly considered leaving her behind. The bright 14-year-old had been studying hard all year for her grade 9 school exams, which were just a month away, and her aunt urged the family to let her stay and continue her education. In the end, her father decided the risks were too great, and so she fled with him and her siblings across the border to Jordan. I knew she could make up for lost schooling, but if you lose your life, there's no way to make up for that. Abu Muhammad, 45, told me when I met the family in Jordan's Azraq refugee camp. Education has always played a big part in Muzan's life. Both of her parents were teachers back in Syria's southern Daraa province, and her aunt and uncle were head teachers at local schools. I didn't need them to tell me that education is important. I always just felt it, she explains. Our house was built by an engineer. When I was sick, I went to a doctor. Education is everything in life. Now 17, her deeply held conviction of the importance of education has become a defining feature of Muzan's life in exile. Not only has she continued her studies in Jordan, but she has also become a forceful and increasingly high-profile advocate for education among Syrian refugees, particularly young women and girls. Her campaigning has drawn comparisons with Malala, Pakistan's Nobel Prize-winning education advocate, whom Muzan has met several times and considers a personal friend. She taught me that no matter what obstacles I face in life, they can be overcome. Before the crisis began, Muzan remembers a normal middle-class life surrounded by friendly neighbors and relatives. I'm not saying I was a queen back in Syria. We had problems, good things and bad things, but it was like any normal life, she says. The family's main home in Israel was close to a military base that regularly came under attack, leaving them trapped in the crossfire. Unable to endure the fighting any longer, they made their way to Jordan and settled initially in Za'atari refugee camp. Before arriving, they had little idea what to expect, and the transition was tough. Back home, Muzan and her three younger siblings each had their own room, and now the whole family was forced to share a single tent where they slept, cooked, and washed. Thankfully, Muzan's biggest fear, that there would be no schools in the camp, was quickly dispelled. She enrolled in summer classes to get to grips with the new Jordanian curriculum before passing her grade 9 exams.